I'd like to open this afternoon with a reflection on a children's book by Judith Viorst entitled Alexander and the Terrible, No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Day. Nothing at all was right and everything seemed to go wrong. And on Wednesday of this week, when I learned of the untimely, unexpected, and unbelievable passing of my friend Anique, I was Alexander. What do you do on a day like that? Well, you eventually get through it, and as Alexander climbs into bed at the end of the day and at the end of the story, he recognized that tomorrow was just around the corner, and tomorrow would be better. It's going to take a lot of tomorrows to grieve, but today is one of those tomorrows. But today is also a blessed opportunity to come together in this place of worship and reflect on the life of our friend and family member, Anique. She is the tie that binds all of us together. It's also a time to thank God for giving us Anique for as long as he did, and also thank God for our continued blessings. How fitting it is that I first met Anique 7 years ago in this church's praise band that had just been assembled for the new contemporary worship service celebration. Today, much like the first day I met her, truly is a celebration. So in honor of that celebration, I just want to share some of my favorite memories about Anique. First and foremost, Anique was a mother that loved her boys. Y'all can definitely take that to the bank. The pride she had for you three, awesome. And she loved the beach. We know that. Her second to last post on Facebook was a picture of two people on lounge chairs with a caption, "The beach fixes everything." She loved being around friends. Karen, how many times did you hang out and watch Army Wives? She was generally a lover of life. Now, my French is awful, but she would appreciate me trying to say she had a certain je ne sais quoi, a certain joie de vie. The only other French phrase I know is omelette du fromage. That's right. I just said cheese omelette. At a church. During a eulogy. And Anique would think that was awesome. She was scatterbrained. How many times did she misplace her keys? The amount of stuff she could cram into her car defied the laws of physics. And when she finally joined the texting generation, and it took her years to move beyond that flip phone, you needed either a Navajo wind talker or the Aztec codec to decipher her messages. And spiders freaked her out. In fact, just before the service, these wonderful flowers that were here from the morning service had spider mums in them, and we removed them and threw them away. She also loved music. She lived for music. In fact, her last Facebook post on Tuesday was, "Love me some Glenn Hansard." Her words, not mine. She always looked forward to going out to open mic night with the ladies. Karen and Lynn, you were there. She was spiritually fulfilled playing with CFX and taking the U2cris on the road with Carl and Brent and Kevin. She was always looking for new musicians to play cover tunes with. She loved to go out and support fellow musicians, Winslow and Gene at the Umstead, Kevin at Aviators. And I consider myself lucky to have played in this band to my left, with Anique for 5 wonderful years. We were the ultimate small group. Many of us have gone our separate ways to continue on the journey that God has chosen specific to our lives. But I am blessed today to see us all come back together this day and play in honor of Anique, our fellow band member. So it's appropriate for me to close with a story from the band. During rehearsals and warm-ups, I often blurted out something that was completely politically incorrect, utterly offensive, wildly inappropriate, shockingly irreverent, or all of the above, after which I would ask, "Am I in the house?" And for those of you that don't understand musicians and what it means to be in the house, we generally don't have the speakers on and we're playing with headsets. And so we can hear everything, but no one else can. Many times, though, without notice, the engineer would bring up the house speakers and set the audio levels in the hall. And when this happened, all of the idle commentary between songs and sometimes during was being broadcast to the world. And like clockwork, I would realize, always too late, after an inappropriate editorial comment or bawdy joke had floated to a little old lady or a family with young children passing through the fellowship hall. With a panic-stricken look on my face, I would say, "Ooh, are we in the house?" After which, also like clockwork, Anique would usually erupt with that loud, boisterous, wildly infectious laugh. A sound, by the way, that I will miss dearly. I'd always said I wanted "Am I in the House" to be emblazoned on the epitaph of my tombstone. But for today, I'll have to change this catchphrase up a bit and look to the heavens and ask Anique, "Are you in the house? The house of the Lord, the house that God has been preparing for you since before you were born?" Of course, we won't hear the answer with our ears. We'll hear it with our hearts. But my heart knows she is definitely, most certainly, undeniably, in the house. So watch over us, Anique. Look down upon us from your heavenly lanai, which I am sure is already adorned with patio lights in the shape of flip-flops. A place that, for your sake, I trust is arachnid-free. A place where I hope to meet you once again for eternal fellowship every Wednesday night after rehearsal. You know, in my version of heaven, they have wine. In fact, whenever you run low, you just simply stop by Jesus' place with a gallon of water. So, Anique, pour yourself a glass. Sit back in your lounge chair. Look out over the Lord's majestic landscape from your eternal balcony. And please, watch over us. Watch over us all. Look down at the hundreds, if not thousands, of people on which you left an indelible mark with the Sharpie that was your life, that was your time on this rock. Watch them mourn your loss, but more importantly, watch them, watch us, celebrate your life. Anique, I will forever be thankful for the fact that you departed my life the same way you came in, through celebration.